Love you. This is Free Talk Live. We launch into the third hour of the show. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can, of course, bring up anything, and the website allows you to bring up whatever you want via our show prep, essentially suggesting show prep to the show. It's where we get a lot of our stories from these days, the front page of freetalklive.com. All you do is you go and you get registered for an account, and if you see something online that you think would make great show content for Free Talk Live, or maybe even not that, maybe you just think the other Free Talk Live listeners should see it, you can go and submit the story to our website, and then other listeners can vote on it, whether they like or dislike it. And depending on how many like votes it gets versus dislike votes, it'll be moved up or down our charts, so to speak, which are compiled as time goes on. So there's new stories every day, which could possibly hit the front page of the website. Right now, the top story is the Free State Project hitting 10,000.
Big deal.
We've already talked about tonight, thanks to Dave Ridley, who called earlier. And, of course, you can go to freestateproject.org. In fact, they've blown by 10,000 now with 10,005. So we're on our way to 20,000 participants and the completion of the Free State Project. So one of the top stories, you can go and see the rest of them over at freetalklive.com. Get registered, get interactive. It's all totally free. Now then, there's something that has come up here on the show over the past, I don't know, a few weeks. And I'd heard about this 9-12 thing, and I wanted to know what it was all about. People were calling in, they were talking about the 9-12 group, and I'm like, well, what is this? Apparently it's the Glenn Beck proposal.
Yeah.
Glenn Beck has come up with what he calls the 9 principles, 12 values.
Well, and the 9-12 is hearkening back to how America was all pulled together as one shortly after 9-11, and that's what the flags on the cars and things like that.
People being nice to each other.
The terrorist hunter bumper stickers on the back. We're going to get them SOBs.
Right. Well, they pulled together unless you look like a Muslim, right? Then all of a sudden you weren't.
There was that.
Yeah. So, but people have called and asked questions like, well, Glenn Beck says he's a libertarian. How are you guys different from him? And we've answered the question, but I figured if we dug into this 9-12 thing, we'd really be able to ascertain some key differences between Free Talk Live and Glenn Beck. And I think anybody that's listened to the show for a lengthy period of time compared to Glenn Beck knows what the significant differences are. Basically, Glenn Beck is, I think, probably one of the better talk show hosts as far as intellectual honesty is concerned from the mainstream, if you will.
The Republican ones, I really don't know. From the Democratic side, I've listened to some of them, and some of them are pretty good.
Republican ones. But he's still not quite there. He's not even really that close. He doesn't get the war on drugs. I think you mentioned that the last time it came up, Mark. And he certainly is probably not on board with immigration. You know, there's probably some real big differences.
Well, I think we even deviate to some extent from, sort of mainstream libertarian thought, likely on immigration. I think that issue tends to split people down the middle.
Well, this is why I don't like the term libertarian, because, I mean, to be a libertarian means, it used to at least, means that you don't want to aggress against peaceful people. And to say that peaceful people can't come here means you want to aggress against them. So to me, that's not very libertarian to say anything but that people should be able to come and make a better life for themselves.
I understand, but there's a bigger tent than people who simply believe that you cannot use aggressive force against people for political or social purposes, even though that's what the pledge of the Libertarian Party is.
Right. The big tent includes, unfortunately, people like Glenn Beck, which is poisoning the term libertarian, was one of the major reasons I don't use it. But let's go through this, shall we, and see what these 9 principles, 12 values are, and how people who are really principled, liberty-minded folks would respond to them. Number one, this from the 912project.com. America is good. Now, right there, that's a real basic statement. It's very simple. But what does it really mean? America is good. does when they say America, do they mean the country, the plot of land?
If it is the plot of land, then you're talking about one of the greatest plots of land the world has seen. I mean, it is prolific as far as its ability to produce, produce, and it's really something with all of its varieties of different areas that one can live and different features that the land provides. In each one of these locations.
Frequently, though, America is conflated with the United States federal government.
Right.
And if what he means by that, and I don't know what they mean. It's not made clear.
It's not clear. It's never clear when one uses that term.
Right. So
it's not a clear term.
So if we're talking about the American people, I would say overall, yeah, they're good folks. I mean, they're people that, for the most part, are just trying to get through life and enjoy themselves and raise families and love and enjoy life. That's fine. I don't think that American people are any better than any other people in the rest of the world. I think human beings are human beings. Most of them are good and they have good intentions, even if they're doing the wrong thing with their good intentions. I think that in general people are good. But if we're talking about the U.S. federal government, then I'll disagree vehemently, because I don't think that the U.S. federal government is good. I understand that many of the people in the government have good intentions with what they do, but the results of their actions are purely evil. I mean, they hurt people.
And, I think that you have to figure in not only that the United States is listed in the top 10 of most economically free countries in the world. It's not number one, and I think that that's in and of itself is very sad. I think the United States should be number one most economically free country in the world. But you need to also consider that many of the countries that surround it in this top 10 chart, and even the top 25, don't have near the military the United States does. And that means that that military is being used around the world, even if, whether it's actively or passively, to prop up dictators and despots, that people that are not democratically elected. And even if they are democratically elected, why in the world are we in Germany? Why is the United States military in Okinawa? Why are they still in Korea? Why is that? Can't Korea at this point handle its own problems?
Speaking of Korea, let's rephrase number one here and see what it sounds like. North Korea is bad. Now, if I were to say North Korea is bad, am I talking about the government of North Korea or am I talking about the people of North Korea? Because the people of North Korea are likely good.
A lot of them are brainwashed by their government,
right,
I must say.
Right, but they're likely oppressed and, as you say, brainwashed by the government there. But probably in their individual lives, they're probably good to one another. They probably take care of one another as best they can in this impoverished, tyrannical system that they're living underneath. So what does it mean when you say North Korea is bad? That sounds to me like the government of North Korea is bad. So when they say America is good, again, I still don't really know what that means. So with the caveats there, let's presume it means the American people, in which case, sure, they're good. By and large, American people are good, just like people in the rest of the world. Number two, I believe in God, and He is the center of my life. What's your first response to that, Mark?
Well, I think that it isn't very inclusive. There are people that don't believe that God is, they don't believe in God, period, and they don't believe that He's the center of their life.
Or that He's a He.
Right, and I don't think that's very welcoming to those people.
Yeah.
The idea that an organization that wishes to interface with the government needs to make its second principle that that one must believe in God and He must be the center of one's life, I find disturbing. God is a integral part of my life. I don't know about center, but He's certainly integral in the way that I think. That's fine and everything, but it simply that allows me to be in their little group. But what about other people that don't believe that?
Yeah. What about the atheists? What about the
because it's really easy to alienate the atheists, right? They're a group of people that let's go after the atheists. They're godless heathens.
But they're good people. Atheists are in many cases very
good
people.
They're moral for the reason of being moral.
Yeah. Not because they've been told they have to. And then there's people like myself or Dale, panentheists, who believe that essentially everything is God and all of that is just an extension of God, if you want to use that term. That doesn't mean that God is in some sort of embodiment, a white man with a beard looming over us from the sky that is the center of our lives. But we aren't we don't believe there is any separation from God, which is a significant difference from what the standard Christian belief is. Christians believe they're separate from God, and creations of God, but not connected to God in any way. And I have a fundamental disagreement there. So right away, up to point number two of, let's see what we have here, nine different, what they call principles. We'll examine as many of these as we can here. Also, take your calls and your thoughts about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features there, including our wiki, our bulletin board system, listening options as well. There's a whole bunch of stuff, and we give it all away. FreeTalkLive.com. Visit the Low Country Liberty Report. If you're looking for more great liberty-minded video content, you can go to LCLReport.com and see Taryn, who's based out of Savannah, Georgia, and has been doing a series where he's interviewing all the ladies of Liberty Alliance calendar girls. You can find these lovely Lola ladies and their interviews at, of course, the Shrine of Female Listeners, but also at LCLReport.com. That's LCLReport.com. Although I don't know how many of those are on the Shrine, so I think you probably want to go to LCLReport.com. We continue here, and we go to Gene in New York. We'll continue also with the Glenn Beck thing here in a moment. But Gene is on the line on the AMP line. Hello, Gene.
Hello, the Christian Anarchist is calling from Buffalo, New York. Tomorrow we're going to go to the Niagara Falls and check that thing out. Never been there before.
Oh, great. Are you up in the Northeast for the purposes of going to the Liberty Forum this weekend?
I wish I was, but
oh, that's a shame.
We're not. We're here with family members doing some things, and we only have this week off because the son has his spring break. So we have to schedule all of our trips around his school.
Bummer. All right. Well, I hope you enjoy yourself. What's going on?
Yeah, that Niagara Falls, they dump a lot of water over that thing.
I've heard that. I'm going to go see it and check it out myself because I have to see things with my own eyes before I believe them. Which brings me to global warming.
All right.
The global warming is a subject you were talking about earlier, and I tend to look at these things from my own experiences and my own viewpoint, and I try and analyze everything using the information that I can see that's real. And what I do is I look at it from an aircraft at 35,000 feet, and you look out the window and you see the huge size of this planet and the huge amount of atmosphere that's around this planet. And then you look down at the Earth at these puny little creatures called men, and you see the little tiny microscopic smokestacks in typically places like Beijing, because we don't have any more here in the United States. But you look at the smokestacks belching out smoke, and from 30,000 feet, it's minuscule. It's nothing. And so I went online and I checked some numbers. I don't have all of those numbers right now, but anybody can do this if they want. Mm-hmm. And I checked the size of the Earth's atmosphere, and you can get two different figures. You can get the mass, estimated mass of the atmosphere, and you can get the estimated volume of the atmosphere. And then you figure out how much pollution. Let's say we just burned all of the known coal and oil reserves on the planet in a 24-hour period and put all of that into the atmosphere. The percentage increase is so tiny. It's so small. It really is nothing more than man giving himself a puffed-up head to think that anything we could do would affect the planet's atmosphere. And Ian, I agree with you earlier where you said, who cares if it gets a little warmer or a little cooler? It always does that anyway. So all of this is much ado about nothing.
That's how I feel about it.
It's a lot of money.
Yep. And if they get their way, it'll cost a hell of a lot more.
Yeah, and it's certainly, it's helping the big boys out at the top because they got their little carbon credit scheme now that they can trade these worthless credits back and forth and make billions of dollars on them. So that's another scam that they're running. So it all boils down to scams by the big men at the top making more money and taking it away from the little man at the bottom.
And there you go.
That goes back. There was this article I saw on the Daily Poll about a guy who says wrote a piece there. He didn't really think that we can make a difference. And unfortunately, his logic is pretty good because he has a he's studying accounting and he works at a grocery chain. And he analyzed the figures for their monthly funds that they take in. They take about $1 million a month. 40% right off the top is food stamps. So you've got 40% of the money coming in, food stamps.
Wow.
Who knows how many other percent.
That's anecdotal, Gene, in that it's one geographic area, and there are certainly places in the United States where they spend more food stamps versus fewer and that kind of thing.
But the bottom line is that a good deal of our economy is based on federal funds being given to people, basically, a lot of them who don't deserve it and some of them who maybe earned it through pension programs or whatever else. But the bottom line is the welfare mentality runs deep in this country, and
yeah.
I don't know how we'll ever reverse it because too many people are sucking off the teeth. And
you got to get together. You got to join the Free State Project and move up to New Hampshire. I don't see what else there is as far as options, because I agree with you. A lot of people in America feel entitled to various different government handouts, and that's very difficult to reverse because once they get hooked on it, why on earth would they want to get unhooked?
Yeah, and of course, we are signed up on the Free State Project. Arrangements make it difficult for us to pick up and move, but we are definitely planning to come up that way probably in October to check it out.
Great.
So,
well, that's because that you acknowledge that that's the best option, right? I mean, that's it. What else is there?
Well, it's for us, it's either that or leave the country before it completely falls apart. I don't know which one it'll be.
Yeah, I understand the feeling. I understand the feeling. If things don't work out here in New Hampshire, I'm going to give it a decade or so.
Costa Rica!
There are places. I think Costa Rica might be ruined by them, too. But I'll take a look.
Yeah. Hey, Gene, thanks for the call tonight. Enjoy your trip, and appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Belize is another option, too. A lot of American expatriates choose Belize.
Doug Casey has a community that he's building down in, I think it's Argentina, near the Uruguay border, which I think might be kind of cool, too.
Let's go to Ryan. I spaced out, missed his call earlier. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live in Washington with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. So earlier you were reading an article. I think it was El Salvador.
El Salvador healthcare. Right. The story was from Lurango.com, where the author was basically praising the market competition available down there.
And you mentioned that a CT costs $265, and we kind of said, that you can't find it for that anywhere in the States.
I don't know. I was speculating on that.
Well, I recently had a surgery, and I just thought I would call and share the cost of the CT with you.
Okay, please.
So the CT on my particular one, they use two different types of contrast media. The first contrast media by itself cost $280, and the second one was $310, just the drug that they give you to make your body show up in the CT.
Whoa!
After all was said and done, with the doctors getting paid and whatever else expenses they tacked on, it was just under $5,000 for the CT.
Holy crap!
Yep.
Wow. I wasn't expecting that. I was thinking maybe, 500 or something like that, but
no,
it shows what I know.
It was like, I've been trying to find the bill and I can't, but it was like 46 or 48 and change.
Amazing. Thanks for sharing
incredible.
That. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Nope, that was it.
All right, Ryan, appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call, 800-259-9231. So it was, I think, $265 for a CT scan down in El Salvador, $5,000 here in the United States.
Times as much?
I might be looking if I ever need to get some healthcare work done, go down to El Salvador for a vacation.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants. Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SKYDD.com today.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in via the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include our archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download right there from the front page of the website. Go into the podcast. You can go all the way back to January of 2009, all free for you at freetalklive.com. Well, the bad news is it is too late to register online for the 2010 New Hampshire Liberty Forum, but it's not too late to attend the 2010 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. You'll just have to pay in person at the event in order to get in. So it's not too late. There's still some open slots, but the event is packing up. There's all kinds of people, hundreds of people going to be attending, liberty-minded folks enjoying each other's company in a convention-style atmosphere with speakers and panel discussions and more. Andrew Napolitano, you might know him as the judge from Freedom Watch on Fox News. He's going to be one of the keynote speakers, as well as Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation. So many great people here. Radley Balco from Reason Magazine. We've talked a lot about some of Radley's work. Also, I think right in the same category, William Norman Grigg from the Pro Libertat blog, Ernest Hancock from Freedom's Phoenix, Angela Keaton from AntiWar.com, David Friedman, So many different people
I'm
here.
I'm really looking forward to hearing David Friedman.
Thomas Naylor from the Second Vermont Republic. We talk a lot about secession. Thomas Naylor is one of the go-to guys out there in the world of the secession movement. Of course, our friend Jason Talley from MotorhomeDiaries.com. Boston Tea Party is going to be there again this year. So there's a lot happening. Brett from the School Sucks podcast. I mean, I've only given you a fraction of the total number of speakers and the various different topics and things like that that will be addressed at the Liberty Forum. Of course, there's all kinds of things that are going on ancillary to the forum. There's going to be a 420 celebration on Saturday. There's going to be a reading of a movie script on Saturday night.
I understand that there's going to be some comedy done, some live music done.
Great.
There's certainly going to be the Alt Expo, which is, I think, one of the highlights every year.
You know, the Alternatives Expo, which goes on concurrently with some of the things going on with the official Liberty Forums. There's just so much going on. There's a sound-off session Sunday morning where people will be able to get up and get on an open mic and, I guess, just say what they want, kind of rant to the audience there. And Freekeen.com is sponsoring that, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the entire event, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. So come on out. Enjoy the company of other liberty-minded people. Take a look at New Hampshire during the wintertime. It may end up being a beautiful weekend up here. I'm not sure exactly what the forecast is calling for, but I've heard good things.
Yeah, I've heard it's sunny. The little pictures are of suns.
Yeah, so we shall see. Of course, it is New England, so anything
right.
can change.
Wait 15 minutes.
Yeah. But nonetheless, we are going to have a good time. I'm looking forward to it. And it's not too late to get involved. You just have to show up at the hotel and grab your tickets on the spot. You can still get the full itinerary, the schedule, the list of speakers, and everything you need to know about the hotel and all that over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We're going to try Tommy in the UK. He's called back. We weren't able to connect with him before due to a bad cell. Last try for the night, Tommy. If it doesn't work this time, we're giving up on you. Tommy in the UK.
Hello, can you hear me?
We've got you, Tommy. What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, I'm very sorry what happened there earlier on. Third time lucky, as they say.
It's all right. Go ahead. You're here. We hear you. Go for it.
Thanks, my friend. It's wonderful hearing you. I normally listen to, you know, over in the UK, they don't have such quality radio. You guys are a breath of fresh air. And I wanted to pick up on something what you were saying earlier on. Obviously, I'm from out with your good country, although apparently one of my grandmothers on my father's side, she had a liaison with an American soldier who was based in Glasgow. But otherwise, I'm as a neutral looking out to your lovely country, and I. Every person I've met from the United States of America has been warm, friendly, kind, generous, open and welcoming. I haven't been to your lovely country. I've heard so much about it from friends and relatives who have been there. And it's just, I have got one great big problem with your lovely country.
Hmm.
And it's the same problem you great guys have got there. And it's the government, the military junta that sits in Washington, D.C. And that's what it is. Is a military junta. Now, Britain, well, I may be calling from Britain, but my family came from Ireland. So I'm more akin to the Irish people. So if you want to put a label on me as my nationality, I hold the banner of Ireland, not Britain.
That's what I would guess. Yeah. I would have guessed that.
You sound that way. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, everybody I've ever met from the UK has been very warm and a great person. People, I think, in general around the world are good. It's just the governments of the world that the people in government that are doing the evil things.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, if you look at it, what's happened in the world in the last, say, 600-700 years, we're living in a system. We're living in a system of totalitarianism that the world has never seen. You know, they've got complete control of the planet, and you have to analyse how they've managed to do that. And they've managed to do it through numbers, through wage slavery, through the science of exploitation, where you can bankrupt a country through the World Bank and IMF, and then you can send in lovely multinational corporations to get the people to work and make the clothes that we pay $100 for, £100 for.
Well, they've also done it through indoctrination and essentially training people to be obedient to whatever their masters in the state demand. If people weren't so easy to just roll over and go along to get along, then the governments would not have gotten to this point. But it's because people are more likely to just put their heads in the sand or try to avoid any sort of adversarial conflict with them themselves and the government that lets them get away with a lot.
That seems to be the problem worldwide these days, that the people are so apathetic as to making change in their own lives. The best way to affect change is on a local level in your communities, in our communities, and to affect our communities, to waken people up as a collective on a small scale, and then obviously on a national scale and a global scale. You can only do so much as a single person. And that's why I've got my own website. I'm looking to start my own internet radio station on the lead from guys like yourself, because there's not, in the UK, as I say, there's a dearth of, you know, ways to get your points across. When you phone up a mainstream radio station, your views are neutered after 5 minutes. If you get more than 5 minutes, by the end of the call, they call you a raving nutcase or a mad conspiracy theorist. So that's why I listen in to you guys like yourself.
Well, we're glad you're out there. Good luck launching your show. What's your website?
Yeah, it's Radical Pacifist Online. You can either type in Radical Tommy or Pacifist Tommy, whatever your thing is, in any major search engine, and you get into it. I'm just about to go live. I've done it. There's a few podcasts. I've trialed it out. What I've got there on the site is an insight into myself, because I've got a bit of a complicated background, because for myself, I was born to an Irish mother, and what happened, I met this lovely girl, she was from Africa, and we have these three of the most beautiful children that I failed to clarify, I failed to put them down as black or white, I just call them human beings, you know?
And that's nice.
Well, 3 weeks before 9/11, exactly 3 weeks before 9/11, August 21st, 2001, I accepted Islam as a way of life, as a religion for myself to try and better myself as a better person. And 3 weeks after that, Islam was catapulted into public enemy number one the worldwide. And it wasn't anything new for myself. Because
are you still a follower of Islam?
I'm trying to, yeah. For the last 8 years, I'm trying to follow that as a way of life. You know,
as always, whenever we talk to somebody who's Muslim on this program, they are some of the most peaceful, loving, caring people. And like you said, you're a pacifist. So thank you for being out there and sharing.
And check out theuklibertarian.com.
Might find somebody he can meet up with there. All right, very good. Hey, thanks for the call. Good luck with your show. Let us know how it goes. More coming up here in the remaining moments. Perhaps enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9,
nines, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pastures products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org, and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Or go to greenpasture.org today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Only a few moments remaining, so enough time perhaps for your call. If you make it now, tonight, it's Ian with you. And Mark, join us online at freetalklive.com. Hey, you like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? We would really appreciate you becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. You can use PayPal or any credit card, major credit card. We've got our secure credit card form, so that's safe for you. Plus, there are alternative options for those of you that just can't stand paying with those kind of methods. We can accept other things, too. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get access to the Amp Only Forum, the Amp Only Podcast, which is free of recorded commercials. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. We are using that money to reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations. The AMP money, by the way, will be going to send me to New York City this weekend. Unfortunately, it's at the same time as the Liberty Forum, but what can you do? There's a major talk radio industry soiree convention going on in New York City, and we can't miss it. So I'll be going to that, while, Mark, you will be at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
I'll be holding down the fort at the forum.
I will be at the forum as much as I possibly can, including Thursday night, and late, I'll be arriving late Saturday night, because I don't want to miss a minute of it. I'll be zooming out of New York City as soon as I possibly can.
Don't speed. You're taking my car.
But it's a good point. But it's the Free Talk Live amplifier program that makes it possible for us to go to New York City in the first place, makes it possible for us to, for me in this case, to sit on a panel discussion with talking about the state and the future of talk radio. I mean, this is a huge opportunity for Free Talk Live. I'll be up there with New York City program directors, the biggest names in the business. They're including me. up there, which is a tremendous honor, and it's because we've had such a great relationship with the folks at Talkers Magazine, having been an advertiser with them now and going on, what, 3 or 4 years, I think? Because of the AMP program. So it's because of listeners like you contributing $3 a month to this show that really helps raise the profile of Free Talk Live within the talk radio industry. And as our profile raises, more talk radio stations take an interest in the show, pick up the Saturday show, which leads hopefully down the line to them taking the weekday show, which leads to more people just randomly flipping on their, getting in a car at the car rental place at the airport, flipping it on for the first time and coming across Free Talk Live or whatever their circumstance is. That's one of the things that talk radio is great for, is just random people coming across your program. And in this case, it's a message that that the American people and people around the world really need to hear. So
head on to hear.
Yeah, head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board for as little as $3 a month. As we go to Derek listening in Colorado. Derek, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Derek. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, the New World Order.
Okay. What is that?
Tell us about it.
About the FEMA camps they're starting to build in America and all that.
I don't know. I've heard rumors, but it sounds pretty paranoid to me.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I don't really believe in it, because if they would have done it, why would they actually do it? Because I don't think they would actually go against the American people. I don't really believe that the government's trying to kill us or something, because the people who think that is kind of paranoid. Am I not right?
Well, I don't know. Let's go for a deeper conspiracy theory here. Imagine you could create a system of slavery where you could, in a given geopolitical landmass, let's call this one the United States of America, let's say that you could extract somewhere between 50, 60, 70% of the fruits of the labor of anybody who's inside that landmass, and you could have that for yourself without really doing much of anything, or certainly well above the cost of the goods and services that you provide. Wouldn't that be an insidiously great conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
That's the one I think we're dealing with.
Yeah, people like to trot out the New World Order terms, and I think it instantly likens them to a conspiracy theorist. And I don't personally want to align with that particular world, even though I certainly do believe there are people in search of power over others who are willing to do all manner of evil things, including drop bombs on people like they are over in Afghanistan and Iraq, or they did back in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So, yeah, are there people in search of power? Sure. Do they all call themselves members of this so-called New World Order? Doubtful. It's likely that there are people in search of power around the world that, to some extent, are competing with one another. And it's one of the reasons why you don't have a world government right now today is because, well, the people in governments around the world don't really want to cede their power to some other organization that's going to be above their heads. So I think, to some extent, the so-called New World Order is negated by the fact that there are so many people seeking power. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah. Haven't you guys heard about Alex Jones?
Yes. He's a talk show host. Yeah, of course we've heard about him.
Yeah. Did you hear about that when he was saying 9/11 was an inside job?
People have been saying that for a long time.
Yeah.
Don, what's your point?
Like, why are they – is 9/11 really an inside job, or was it terrorist attacks?
Who knows?
How would we know? All you can do is,
predict what's...
I don't think it really... To me, it doesn't matter. What matters is the rise of the state, the increase of the security apparatus and the police state. What matters to me is individual liberty and freedom and the ability to make our own decisions for ourselves. And as Mark was mentioning before, keep the fruits of our labor and invest it and save it and spend it in the ways that that we think are best individually. That's what matters to me, not whether or not there's some evil conspiracy behind the 9/11 attacks. Because it's like Mark is saying. I mean, you've got the government out there stealing money from people on a regular basis, and they're getting away with that, and everybody knows that's happening. Everybody knows the IRS sucks, and everybody knows that anybody that's paying attention, at least, knows that the police are hurting people and locking up the American people to the tune of $1.5 million a year just for so-called drug charges alone. So there's all kinds of concrete evidence out there that we can look at to see that the state is tyrannical and it is anti-human and antisocial, and that that, in my opinion, it needs to be replaced by some sort of voluntary order. To me, the whole conspiracy world is completely immaterial to that entire discussion and to what's important to me. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we continue. The what we started with the beginning of the hour was this 9-12 project thing. The Glenn Beck show, or Glenn Beck has put these things together and I guess is trying to rally people to these points. And I suppose I don't really know what the point of all this is. It says here on the website, we the people demand answers. Okay. Well, I can tell you that that didn't work so well for the We the People organization. There's another organization out there called We the People, and they've been demanding answers of the U.S. government for a long time now, and they haven't gotten them.
GiveMeLiberty.org?
Yes, that's their website. And they've been demanding, in a major way, demanding answers, but nobody has answered them. But anyway, we're going to go through some of these principles here as we have time remaining, and maybe we'll continue them throughout the week. Number three. I must always try to be a more honest person than I was yesterday. Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a good one.
I, you know, work on honesty constantly. I can tell you that, you know, I think different people, for whatever reasons, whatever experiences they had in their life, you know, sort of are more or less honest than others. And it's not something that I excelled at in early parts of my life. I try very, very hard at it now. And I, at times, find myself prone to exaggerating. I
like tonight, when you were talking about the hundreds of people that were members of the Free State Project that are uncounted.
I think in just the opposite way, you're exaggerating when you take that silly, silly number at the top of freestateproject.org as if that number defines how many people that have signed up for the Free State Project.
Just a good example of how much more honest I am than you are.
You take that on authority? That is dishonest because you know it's wrong.
I know it's at least guaranteed to be right. Whereas you don't know, well, that's a minimum that is absolutely right.
I could make a minimum. I could claim that there's one wrong with that one and make a minimum underneath it. It is just a poke in the dark, dude.
It's a number. The Free State Project count of people who've moved or who are part of the project in New Hampshire is an accurate number based on the number of people who voluntarily chosen to let the Free State Project know that they are now in New Hampshire.
Indeed. It is exactly
so it
that.
Is accurate
so,
to that
no,
point.
You see, to sign up for the Free State Project, there is no obligation, no onus upon you once you sign up to report that you have gotten to New Hampshire, so you know for a fact that that number is not the truth.
I know
so
for a fact
to say
the number
something
is larger,
not the truth,
but I don't
when you know
how
it's not true is a lie.
No, that's not a lie. It's to say that there are at least
it's
that many people.
It's just somebody's corroborating your lie, dude. That's all.
That's not a lie. It's to say
they're
that
doing
there,
their
it's
best.
It's
but
a
you
true
know
statement to say that it's at least that there are at least that many people in New Hampshire as part of the Free State
it's
Project.
A true statement to say that half as many of those people are in New Hampshire as possible.
That's also true. A true statement.
And it's true as I want to make it when I say I speculate that there are significantly more.
As long as you say you speculate, you didn't put that word in front of it earlier tonight.
I don't know what I
just
said
just trying
earlier
to keep
tonight.
You honest, that's all.
Look, that's not dishonesty. Propagating a lie is a lie, my friend.
We're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And of course, you're welcome to call in then and talk about honesty or whatever. And we'll see if we can continue these throughout the week, the nine principles, see how different they are from what we might want to see happen in our lifetimes. See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.